Good morning. Book of Micah, chapter 1, verse 2. Hear, all you people, listen, O earth, and all that is therein. Let the Lord God be witness against you, the Lord from His holy temple. Septuagesima, sexagesima, quinquagesima. Those words sound kind of alien to you? Because they are indeed an alien language for most of us, they are today often being left in outer space. And yet, those names have an important message for us. They're the traditional names for the Sundays of the church year that we're in right now. And they mean 70, 60, 50 and counting days until our Lord's death and resurrection. They're saying, listen and get your life in step with the countdown to the focus of the universe. Get your life in step with the march of all human events towards Calvary and the cross that was mounted up there to pay for the sins of man. Get your life in step with the glory of Him who arose there to lead us into the dawn of eternity. Get your life in step with the Word, which is able to lead us from glory unto glory. The focus of the names of those Sundays is the same as the focus of Transfiguration Sunday. For what was it? You remember that Jesus spoke with Moses and Elijah about on that Mount of Glory? His death. Coming for our sins. And how were Moses and Elijah able to be there in their bodies? Only because Jesus would not only die, but also arise from the dead to deliver you and me from that icy grip of death into the joyous bliss of life with Him. Because I live, you shall live also, He says to us. And there, on that mountain of His transfigured glory, the Father spoke from heaven saying, "This is My beloved Son. Hear Him." Him, because He's the only one who can give the holy precious blood that's capable of paying for the guilt of your sin and mine. Hear Him. Because He's the only one who has God-man, has the power to rise from death and give you life with Him. Hear Him. For in His Word, I am speaking to you. And so the glory of the Mount of Transfiguration calls all of us not to look for a similar glorious experience in this sinful world, but to listen to God's Word. Hear, all you people. God is calling in His Son, in His Word, in His love. And that is the message of our text also this morning. In fact, it's the theme of the book of Micah. Hear, you people, all of you, God is calling. There's an interesting account that lies behind that theme of Micah's book. It's related for us in the 22nd chapter of 1 Kings. At that time, Ahab, you remember Ahab, right? Wicked king of the northern tribes of Israel. He wanted to get back the cities of Ramoth-Gilead that had been taken over by the Syrians. And in order to do that, he convinced Jehoshaphat to assist him in the war. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah, and he was, for the most part, a godly king. And so, even though he had foolishly already agreed to do it before he did this, he did suggest, well, we really should ask the Lord for guidance. Ahab quickly gathered 400 prophets, and they all said, go up, the Lord's going to deliver it into your hands. But Jehoshaphat realized that not one of those 400 was a faithful prophet to the Lord. And so he asked, let's find a prophet who's faithful to the Lord. Ahab didn't like that idea. There is only one of them, and I hate him. Because he never prophesies good concerning me, but always evil. Do we do the same thing? Our eyes glaze over. Our ears get a little clogged. The hair on our back rises because we don't want to listen to the Word of God that is exposing our sin. Well, Ahab nevertheless sent a summons to bring Micaiah, that's the name of the one faithful prophet, to the Lord. While he was doing that, one of those 400 prophets actually took some horns and started gallivanting around the palace itself, demonstrating how Ahab was going to gore all the Syrians. But when Micaiah came, he revealed from the Lord, I see all Israel scattered on the mountains like sheep that have no shepherd. Not only would Israel be routed, Ahab, God declared, would die. Needless to say, Ahab didn't like that. But listen to how he actually then mocked God and superstitiously tried to prevent God's prophecy from being fulfilled. He decreed, take this guy and throw him in prison and feed him only bread and water till I return in peace. Micaiah answered, if you ever return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me. And then he cried out, hear you people, all of you, God is calling. Sadly, not only did Ahab ignore the Lord's words, so did Jehoshaphat. What about you? Will you hear? God is calling. There were a few people in that day that did take note of what God had revealed through Micaiah. In fact, one godly couple named their child Micah, apparently in memory of Micaiah. And God sent Micah with that same message that he'd revealed through Micaiah. Hear, you people, all of you, God is calling. He's calling in His Son. He's calling in His Word. He's calling in His love. He's calling you to get in step with that march to the focus of the universe, to get your life in step with that march of all human events to Calvary and the cross that was mounted there in payment for the guilt of your sins and mine, to get your life in step with the glory of Him who arose there, to deliver you from death and the grave and bring you into the dawn of eternity, to get your life in step with His Word that is able to transport you from glory unto glory. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 771.